Imagine I go there, I put in my t-shirt there, then I distribute to them in large quantity in different various sizes. They're like this. So in my own rest hour, I know that, oh, any ringing of phone is just money. Like, it's coming back. My money is coming back to me.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Smart Growth. I'm your host, Aloysius Anagaye. I'm co-founder and founder of Aiken International and Active Boulevard. I'm an entrepreneur, advisor, and advocate for smart business growth. Today's episode is all about smart intentional scaling. We sit down with a brilliant entrepreneur who's doing impactful business here in Lagos. Thank you. Welcome.
You're welcome, sir.
So, please introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Kole Wilson, CEO of WTWS.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, I got a few questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay. Oh, you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
So, today's episode is all about growth. Obviously, growth all starts about clients. So, how many clients are you currently working with?
Let me just say 150 to 200. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as how we have it, most of my clients have jackpot, let me use the word, like they have relocated. Mm-hmm. So I'm just left with 150 to 200, within 150 to 200 right here in Nigeria.
Okay. So the next question is, if you could double your numbers in the next 12 months, what would you do?
It's more creating, doing more reach, like adverts, putting myself out there, letting people to see what I do. And the way I best know I can do that is to just run an ad, these podcasts or Instagram ads, social media ads. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's the way I think I can get more clients.
So, and we're talking about clients right now. I'm trying to understand. Most of your clients have left.
Yes, right? Yes.
They're international.
So yeah, sure.
They have left. So, what is your type of client here in Lagos? Can you describe him or her?
Oh, my type of clients here in Nigeria, in Lagos, are basically Gen Zs and older, let's just say, from 20 to middle 40, mm-hmm. 40 years. That's the range of people that patronize what I do. And my clothing, I venture into stretchy kind of wear, which are t-shirts, woody joggers, joggers, jackets, yes. Okay. And I just, my kind of thing is just so creative. My kind of creativity is just putting words, like I speak through words, yeah. Through t-shirts, sorry. Like I write something and I put it on the word, and before I know it, you feel the same. Like what I put on the t-shirt, it's kind of inspired you. You kind of feel touched with it, and before you know it, it leads to sales.
Okay, so just wanna clarify, your clothing line is focused on motivational, spiritual growth,
yes.
That connects with the client itself. Then is that what you're saying?
Yes, okay. That's what I'm saying.
So it's really important for me to kind of get a whole grasp of your demographic. So okay. On average, how much does a client spend with you? One client, how much does that he or she spend with you on average?
On average, can you bring it down? Like,
okay, so if an individual comes into your establishment,
okay,
how much do they spend on that one sale?
So,
that one individual,
it doesn't take a lot of time, like, it takes within, let's say, because some clients already know what they want. Okay. And some conversation can last to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Like they'll tell me, okay, yeah, I like this, your t-shirt, what I already do. Please, can I have this in small size, in big size, in any size they want? Then, I'll just ask them, send in phone, then I'll go into production and they'll get it done.
Okay. There. So you're talking about the time. I'm talking about how much money.
Money, okay.
I'm talking about how
on
much
the products.
Does one individual spend when they come see you? What's the average? How much money
okay.
does that individual spend when they come in into your establishment? So if I come in,
okay.
do I buy one shirt? Do I buy two shirts? Do I buy three shirts?
Okay, yeah.
Or do I buy a shirt and a pants? Just on average, how much does your client spend?
Okay. It depends on what you want. As I say, you come in, if it's one shirt you want, I'm open for more volumes, large quantity and low quantity, single quantity also.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case you want lot of t-shirts like hoodie, joggers, pants, any of those things that I mentioned, or you want a large number of it, we are open to to render our service. And if it's just single or share you want, we are still open for that. Yes.
Okay.
So
that's really important. Okay. So when we're talking about scaling and growing,
okay,
one, you have to understand the demographics you're working okay. with. From you speaking, you're talking about from 20 to 40 years old, right?
Yeah.
So you got to know what platform they are on.
Yeah,
so
sure.
it's really important for us. When different people have different platforms that they follow. I just started to do Instagram.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah. A lot of people like my age and my style do Facebook and they're older. So it's really important, and not even just the type of age group, but also who are those people. I'm into more pictures. I'm into more storytelling. So Facebook was able to people to comment, send messages. So at this time, as I grow up into understand how to spread and my demographics, I gotta know what social media, TikTok, and that's important for it. And by knowing what they are spending and how much they are spending, you also know the demographics when it comes to cash inflow.
Okay, yeah.
And that means people who can afford it. If I'm going in and trying to buy a large bulk, am I going to be on Facebook? Am I going to be on Instagram? Or am I going to be TikTok? Which one do you think is this?
You can be on any social platform or this. I get customers on Facebook. I get customer on Instagram. I get customer on TikTok. I get customer even off social network.
Okay.
So it depends on, who do you want to reach? That's the question.
Good.
Like me, I want my shirt to be accepted by everybody, even the older generations. I want my shirt to be accepted by all. So where can I find all these peoples? And older age, everybody knows Facebook. Okay, yes. Older age, I can go there, showcase my stuff, run an ad on Facebook. Yes, it will reach older people. That is if I should put it, I want this to reach older people. But who are the market now? Who are the face of the world now? They are the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in their 20s, in their 30s, like this. Those ones, yes, easily. Okay, my kind of creativity is just, I put in motivational word, as I said. So the young people that I target, where can I get them?
Exactly.
It's on Instagram. It's on TikTok. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So TikTok, like this, I put in the age there. I'm able to get them easily because of what my kind of designs and my kind of motivational words. It's not just a plain something. It's a catchy word in the sense that when people see it, it's glued their intention that they haven't seen anything to this anything like this in the world. Like, this design is absolutely different, and that's the whole idea. I will not just sell you something that you can get elsewhere. I'll give you that value that you keep on coming back to me, that this is the only guy that can do this place. Whether if you are abroad or you are in Nigeria, you come back coming to me that, oh yeah, I really need this t-shirt. I really need this design because I haven't seen it elsewhere.
Okay. So saying that, so your unique design and unique style goes well with TikTok.
Yeah, sure. Good.
So that's one thing. So you're clear about that. That's where the platform goes.
Yeah, sure.
Have you thought about any other events that you have worked with? Have you worked with any other events?
Events?
Social events.
Social events, event gathering, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've gone to several events for an exhibition to showcase my products. Like, we can call it, like, starting from my church, House on the Rock. When it comes to Christmas, December period, mm-hmm. we celebrate the experience. That's where, and my church allow me to showcase what I have. That's my designs, to come to the floor here to sell my t-shirts. Yes, and people really, really accept the whole ideas, the whole t-shirt, because it stands different from other vendors. Yeah, because of what I do is way more different. So that give me an edge from other vendors, other competitors around me. Yeah.
So the next two questions, I'm going to try to wrap it up together so you can have a kind of clear sense about where I'm going with this whole growth. I says, on average, the current monthly revenue that you like to have for order, what kind of system do you believe that you need to do to double? Beside the social media, what type of system do you think you need to do to double your revenue in the next 1 year? Beside the social media and promotion, what would you like to do?
Okay, yeah. Apart from the social media things, I think for me to get more revenues, the fastest way I think I can achieve that goal is through distributions, like selling on bigger platforms, because I tell myself WT to the world. I see myself to the world. I'm not just caged up in this Lagos or Nigeria like this. I see myself, my brand going places. So the fastest way I can reach this revenue is through selling on a bigger scale, bigger distributor companies like the Amazons here in Nigeria, Gigi, Konga, all these selling platforms. So imagine I go there, I put in my t-shirt there, then I distribute to them in large quantity in different various sizes. They're like this. So in my own rest hour, I know that, my phone, any ringing of phone is just money. Like, it's coming back. My money is coming back to me. I've done the work. I've distributed my product to them. Then it's come back to me in money. So the fastest way to me to get more revenue, apart from the one I make right now, is through distribution to large-scale companies that sells, that buy and sells.
Okay, so you do have an interesting take on that.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you on that. But here's the thing, do you have a website? Do you have a website on which you sell them that people can connect you directly?
No, I don't have a website yet.
So what I would advise you, my biggest advice is, you say you use social media a lot. That's one way. But I also would allow you to create your own platform. Create your own standard. It will take low investment, but it will get you a higher yield of visibility as well as control over how many people are buying from you and how they can get in contact with you. Next is, you did say some interesting things about Congo and Amazon. I think start with local platforms. Start local. Dominate the Nigerian market. Dominate Lagos market before you think about going too far up, because people love when they come to a city and somebody is well known in that one city, then it starts to branch out. So my biggest advice to you is continue to do what you're doing, in the circle you're doing it, but try to branch out more around your surroundings. The church is a great environment to go to other churches as well. There may be another, because you already started that.
Yeah, and that's what we are doing right now. The local selling platform, we are in Jumia.
Yep.
Yeah, my product WTWare is on Jumia. Good. When you Google WTWare, you find it on Jumia. Not just Jumia's. I also venture into rewrite proposal to organizations, which we have done a lot of t-shirts, branding of customizing of t-shirts for many organizations, NGOs, government starters, churches, gym centers, and the rest. So in Lagos, kind of, yeah, we are everywhere, yes. Okay. But we are not where we want to get to, but we are working, we are taking baby steps, we are getting there.
So I agree so far, you're doing the right steps. I just think you should double down on that.
Okay.
The idea is have a system which you are comfortable with, but also spread that system continues here before you bring new systems in.
Okay.
All about sustainability is staying constant. Stay constant in what you're doing, but also double down on it.
Okay.
So the idea about growth is, growth doesn't come immediately. Growth comes in a constant beat. He has a great idea. You have a great momentum. Continue it. But now let's spread it further within your circle before you start looking out. Because the same investment you can get trying to look out, the same time looking out, the same people within are looking for you.
Sure.
So grow closer to grow farther. Grow closer to grow faster as well. Okay?
Yes,
that's my advice to you.
Grow closer to grow faster.
All right, thank you so much for having me coming.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm grateful. Thank you for this platform.